Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors, a clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. And just to reincorporate your purpose, super imperative of ideas to help the world, that's absolutely in pursuance of that endeavor.
Yeah, it's something that the drive is there. We go down back to the full circle of my dad being schizophrenic, and you sort of going, Steve had this such perfect life as a child where I was so attracted towards his stability. And I've come out of it many a time in therapy, were him, not me. But
was he 4 days older than you or the other way around?
I was 4 days older than him. He was the puppy of the two. So, but it was funny. It was like we came as a pair. I mean, even with our first jobs together, it was like you didn't see Steve without Ben or Ben without Steve. So it was that bizarreness. And even with my TED talk, I woke up, I found it really, really hard to actually put that thing together. Anyone who's done a TED talk knows this, but they give you a coach and they work with you for months beforehand. And I couldn't remember it. I just couldn't. It wasn't going, because I'm not talking about tractors. I'm talking about my friend.
Yes.
And I actually woke up that morning, and I woke up at 5 o'clock that morning when I was going to give my talk, and I dreamt that Steve was still alive. So I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to ring Caroline and tell her that sort of like I can't do the talk, and maybe Steve could come on and sort of stuff like that. And then suddenly, I must have believed he was still alive for a good couple of minutes. And then suddenly I was like, and then suddenly it hit me. And I remember breaking down and crying in my hotel room, and then sort of like trying to go out for a run, and then breaking down and crying on the street.
I've just watched it this morning. It is truly, truly profound and authentic. Most authentic, because you're really, really, really present and gulping for your breath in between bits, which is not I think it's a beautiful testament to your love of Steve in what comes through. And anyone who wants to see, you know, obviously look at the TED Talk, Ben Akers, and it was the Royal Tunbridge Wells TED Talk that you did.
Yeah, it was up there as sort of like one of the moments that really propelled Talk Club to the forefront. So I'm so glad. I mean, they offered, I broke down and couldn't in both rehearsals, and they said, do you want to do this? You don't have to do this. And I sort of like, I need to do this. And I'm really glad that I pushed through and did it.
Well, vulnerability is not a weakness. It's a superpower. And that's the superpower of the movement. That's why it's so important.
Yeah, it is sort of one of these things where giving that speech to 1,000 people and then like a standing ovation, and I just ran off stage and they pushed me back on to sort of like try and soak up the audience. And it was funny after, because that was literally just before lockdown, and I'm pretty sure I hugged 1,000 people. So I'm probably a super spreader, but it was an amazing, I mean, anyone who gets the opportunity or puts themselves forward to do something like that, the Tunbridge Wells team are amazing. And it was a sort of like, it was a life defining changing moment for me. So I'm so glad I did it. Yeah.
Again, I know I'm reincorporating deliberately, but ideas that help the world. Bosh. Fantastic.
Thank you.
We're on to three things that inspire you now, Ben Akers.
Okay, so the three things that I've got in my head were people. So what a boss that I had was a gentleman called John Hegarty, or Sir John Hegarty. He ran an agency called BBH, Bartle Bogle Hegarty. He was the first person that I read an article by him when I was 14, and I said, I want to write adverts because I read this article by him. And 15 years later, I was lucky enough to work for him, or 14 years later. And he was just he's still a really, really inspiring man. He's the man behind all the Levi's ads, all the out of the ads. He inspired me to think differently. And one of his favorite ones was when the world zigs, you zag for BBH. And that was probably, again, an inspirational moment in reading Creative Review when I was 14, going, this is what I want to do. I want to be like him. So the honor of sort of working with him for 2 years and for him. And then when I decided I was going to move to Australia, I walked in and resigned to him. And he was the CEO, chairman. He's not my direct boss. There's three layers between him and me. But I went in and he goes, just the way that he held it, he goes, where are you going? If it's money, we'll work that out. Please don't tell me you're going to one of the other ones. And I said, I'm going to go and work in Australia for Dave Droger. And he goes, oh, David's brilliant. I'm happy with that. It was just lovely. He just has so much respect, and the way he handles himself is so respectful. He's an absolute inspiration for me. He's sort of the godfather of advertising for me. The second person that inspires me is my co-founder, Gav. I'm inspired daily by the way he thinks and the way he works. I think we push each other to come up with these ideas, and I've learned a hell of a lot working with him. We didn't know each other before we started this thing, but we've sort of like, we're work wives. We've got sort of like, we've got these relationships. So I think he's definitely, Gav is an inspiration because he doesn't think how I think as well. He sort of, I think we're very complementary in the way that we work.
What's Gav's second name for those that don't know that?
So Gavin Thorpe, he still is a musician, but he was a musician. And we met through our love of Arsenal, but also he did all the music for Steve and my second film, Our Kids, Our Lives. And he is just, as an inspiration, as a daily inspiration of being nudged and going, what about this? What about this? What about this? And where we've got Talk Club 2, I think, is very inspirational. And then my third is my kids. It's a bit of an easy one, but they are. I just love them. I love hanging out with my kids. Not all together. They get on my nerves. But but individually, or even in pairs, even just with two of them, but individually, they're so different. My littlest is just free. Her creativity is just free. And I almost sort of like want to, I sit there and I just listen to her, and I'm going, I almost feel like I'm making notes and going, like, oh, I wish I could interpret that. I can use that in what I'm doing at the moment. And my boy is my middle one, and he's just fearless the way he does stuff. And like, even just the way he plays football, he's just fearless. And my oldest one is just, she's so considerate, and she's so honest about who she is. And I find them all very inspirational inside. I want to be more like you three as a person. So I'm learning from my, like, the way I look at things is mentors. And I say this quite a lot to when I do talks to colleges or whatever, is that your mentors don't have to be older. They can be younger too. And my three kids are mentors to me. They're also really annoying and really wrong all the time, but they're also some of these little sparks of genius that they come up with.
Yes.
I sit there and go, that's brilliant. I'm going to hold on to that one today. So yeah, so those are my three people of inspiration.
Beautiful answers. Thank you so much. And now, squirrels borrow from the film Up, where the dog goes, oh, squirrels, what's your shiny object syndrome? What are your two squirrels or monsters of distraction?
Okay, so Arsenal it is. I want to say football, but I can listen to football without going squirrel on it. But anything that's sort of like, and obviously, we've just had the transfer deadline, and I've been refreshing all the different things, seeing if we're going to sign a striker. But like, literally, I can, if I'm in the most important conversation in the world and someone brings up Arsenal, I'm off. We're off there. We're just gone. And look, we could sit there and just talk Arsenal for 20 minutes. So anything Arsenal is definitely a squirrel moment. The other thing that stops me is real behaviour change ideas. I'm still sort of, even though I'm not in the ad world or the creative world of that sort, I'm still surrounded by, I still look out for these things. And when I see an idea that's sort of like going, oh Christ, I wish I'd have come up with that. Or that is really, really clever. That's getting someone to think differently or to just, yeah. Behavior change is really, really important to me. What Ben Peacock taught me about how you can use creativity for good, that evil power for good is the way that we phrased it. That's a squirrel. Yes. Like literally, I'm still thirsty for new creative ideas all the time. So that's definitely a squirrel moment for me.
Love that. No one's ever said I'm still thirsty for that squirrel. That's
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now, the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you, Ben Akers, co-founder of Talk Club, that we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
So there's thousands, but...
I'm sure there are.
but I'm going to go with, I've got the freedom to the City of London. So if you can see my tattoo, that is London's tattoo.
Yes.
So on my 21st birthday, my dad, my granddad, my great-granddad, they all had the freedom. And what you can do is, it used to be like a license for trading in the centre of London. The only thing in the UK that's older is the coronation. So I've got that. So I went up to the Guildhall and swore my allegiance to the Queen and had to sort of do this thing for my 21st birthday. And yeah, so I've got the Freedom City of London and I've taken sheep across London Bridge.
Of course you have. I was going to say that's what that thumbs up for me, which is, that means you've got the right to get your sheep across London Bridge. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so my family were actually ironmongers, right? So that's what my freedom's attached to, is the ironmonger deliveries. But I was doing a film called Slowing Down Fast Fashion with Alex James from Blur, and it was all based around, the money came from Prince Charles's campaign for wool, so it was all about sustainability and wool as a sustainable resource.
I thought you said for a minute campaign for wolves and being an arsehole.
No, yeah.
You wouldn't have had that.
Yeah. Campaign, it's my dodgy accent. Campaign for wool, W-O-O-L. And what we did was, I was filming, there was part of London Fashion Week and they had these sheep. And I was just chatting, I turned up early and I was chatting away to the bloke. And I sort of said, is this to do with freedom? And he said, yeah. He said, how do you know about the freedom? And I sort of told him the story. And he goes, would you like to do it? And I was like, yeah. So I've taken sheep across London Bridge because they were doing it for slots. I think they did about like 10 people got to take sheep across London Bridge. And before they opened it up, I took these 5 sheep across, put them across London Bridge. But there's always other weird things that you can and can't do. And I don't quite know. Like,
I love that the world exclusive that Ben Akers is Little Bo Peep. I love that.
but it's like things like we can, I don't know if this is true and I'm pretty sure it's not, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, is that I can demand to urinate on the offside of a Hackney carriage, which anyone knows is a black cab, and they have to allow me to do that. And I'm pretty sure, but I can't be arrested inside the square mile. But I can't imagine me being drunk trying to sort of like urinate on the back of a cab and then telling the copper that they can't arrest me for it. So, but I think there's these things that you're meant to be able to do.
That's freedom right there. I've got the freedom to wazz against a fender of a London Hackney cab. I love that. Fantastic.
So that's the thing you don't know about me is I'm a little low babe. Yes.
May I ask, is your dad still out there? Because he won the Freedom of London as well, you were saying.
Yeah, I haven't seen my dad since I was 11, so I've got quite a complicated relationship with that. And one of the things was, he was mentally ill when my parents split up, and that's the reason why they split up. And back in the good old mid-80s, they didn't know how to handle mental ill health. So he disappeared, and I heard from him when I was about 16, 18, about making sure that I claim my freedom. Obviously not very well as well. But it's really weird because even with grief, because one thing that Gabba taught me was that if you are suffering from grief, because I've lost my dad. I've lost my dad. He's not been part of my life, but I've never buried him. So what I started doing was I started writing letters to him, and I write letters to people I've lost all the time, sort of part of my grief process. So I wrote letters to Steve. I lost a friend to a heart attack recently, and I write letters to my dad, and I just sort of update them on what's going on, because it's sort of like I find the idea of letter writing really cathartic, and yes. And it's a real, because I did a lot of pen pal work when I was younger, and so I find the actual physical. I've got a really nice pen, so I've got a real sort of like, I've got an old school fountain pen, and I write letters. So that's how I deal with...
Delightfully old school as well.
Yeah.
Proper fountain pen and write letters.
Yeah. So I write to him because I could basically, like, I started writing letters to him when I accepted that he'd gone. It was only recently, like 3 years ago, that I started working through the grief of him. I mean, he's been in therapy with me for, I've been in therapy most of my life, but yeah, it's quite a strange acceptance that he could still be out there.
I imagine.
And I went through a long time, especially when I was working in London, looking at every tramp, thinking that sort of like every homeless person thinking, is that you, Dad? But it is what it is. It's out there. So, I mean, the chances of him passed on is probably quite high. Yeah.
And what do you do with the letters? Do you symbolically burn them, or do you put them in a box, or what do you do?
I've done everything. I've burnt some, depending on who it is. I've sort of burnt them. Sometimes I just write them and just then next day chuck them in the bin. I've kept some. Especially when you work in this world, you hear about death quite quickly. We lost another classmate to Steve's, Darren, last January. So it was around this time last year. And it was quite hard for me because he was meant to be coming to a screening of my film. And then I heard 2 weeks later they'd taken his own life. So I wrote some letters to him. I wrote a letter to him last week because it's really hard, especially with grief. You can't really, there's many, as you know, the stages of grief, but when it comes to things like suicide or things like abandonment with my dad, you don't really got the answers. You never get the answers. So I find sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I'm sort of like just updating them. Sometimes it's start like that. Quite a lot of the early ones with Steve was quite angry. I was angry with him. But, and then same with my dad was... I'm still with that 11-year-old boy who was abandoned. So
yes, and all very profound resilience strategies. The idea of the catharsis of writing with a pen that means a lot to you. It's a beautiful, and all in the world of resilience and mental fitness.
Yeah, but I mean positivity. I can't control what's happened to me in the past. I can only work out what I can do with now and future. And that's the reason why being a parent, being a father especially, being a father who uses the word love especially, is really, really important to me. Because I think that we've got a whole generation of men. I do remember my dad saying, I love you. But my stepdad, who's a brilliant man, also called Steve, he didn't show emotion. He didn't show the word love for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So it was really important for me that I tell my boy, especially, because I still love my kids, but especially tell my boy that I love him. And he goes, yes, Daddy, I know, right? But I think that, especially as men, we need to be told and we need to say it and we need to be told the word love, and we need to use that, and we need to use the power of that. Because I know that there's a whole generation of men. We did a little study where I asked 100 men, have they ever or do they regularly say to their dads they love them? And 83% of the men I interviewed said they didn't or don't say they love them to their dads. And sort of like, so you've got a whole generation of men who are not told they're loved. And compassion for self, compassion for sort of like the world. I mean, like the amount of times you see it on the football field where people are just angry because they don't know how they're not being cared for. They haven't got compassion for home.
Yeah.
So I do think we need to, as men, we need to sort of like not tap into our feminine side, but understand the word love and be more compassionate. It's really, really important. So, yeah, so I've learned a lot inside that. Back to Gav being inspiring. Gav's taught me that.
The most delicious shaking of the canopy of your tree.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That's the 5-4-3-2-1 done. Now we're going to stay in the clearing, which is still on the football pitch. And now we're going to move away from the tree, and we're going to talk about alchemy and gold now. So when you're at purpose and in flow, Ben Akers, what are you absolutely happiest doing in what you're here to reveal to the world?
To me, it's about ideas. So I'm the most happiest when I'm coming out of an idea and something that sort of something that can be like a little bit of a change or a little bit of a, like getting someone to think differently about that. That's when I'm most happy. Back to me being the CEO of a charity, I didn't mean to start. I just want to cut up ideas. That's all I love doing. I love, like, what about if we did this? What about if we did that? What about? That's when I'm the most happiest. That's when my world, the light goes on.
I was going to say, I'm thinking of you now, ping, with a big light bulb, a light bulb above your head.
It's sort of, and then when you tell that idea to someone and they give you that smile going, oh yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Love that. Brilliant. That's a great answer. And now I'm going to award you with a cake. Ben, do you like cake?
Oh, everyone likes cake.
Of course you do. What cake do you want? I'm working on having a partnership with a cake company where I actually send you the cake. Nom, 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 nom. But what cake would you like?
Well, the thing is, it all depends whether it's about a cake that I'll actually get to eat, because I never get to eat cake in my house, right? Because literally, I'll put it down, I'll turn away, and the cake's been eaten. We got a massive chocolate cake for my boy's birthday. We had this party at the weekend, even though his birthday is 1st of January. And literally, it said serves 20, right? And I didn't get a piece of it, right?
So, I've got a family of locusts, like well, it's classic, filling up the fridge and it's gone.
Yeah, but it's not just them. I mean, as I say, like there's, I could walk into my house and there could be 9, 10, 12 kids in my house. I love it. It's noisy, but everyone, all my kids' best mates all live across the road and sort of stuff like that. And house seems to be the center of it.
So, this is your cake. So what do you want?
I like a good sponge cake, please.
Sponge cake. I like sponge cake. Like that. Great. And now you get to put a cherry on your sponge cake, which is stuff like, now, what's a favorite inspirational quote? You gave me the zigzag one earlier on. That doesn't have to be it. But what's a favorite inspirational quote, Ben Akers, that's always given you succor and pulled you towards your future?
So this is a very, very easy one for me, because it's the line I live by daily. Does it make you better? Right. So everything I do, and probably everything that I've done for probably the last 15 years, I hold that line up to everything. So this conversation with you, does it make me better? Yes. Does this sort of, like, does the decision I make this afternoon make me better? Yes. Sometimes you've got to take the money, right? Sometimes you have to, right? Because that makes a better life for your family. So so there is always a nice little caveat in there.
Yeah.
But everything that I do, every decision I make, every friendship I have, every piece of work I take on, every idea that I move forward for, is about, does it make me better? And I literally hold that line up to everything that I do. So I've removed, unfortunately, or fortunately, I've removed people from my life because they didn't make me better.
I absolutely love that. Thank you very much. Again, the simplicity and the sort of paring away to the essence of, a bit like, how are you out of 10? Does it make me better? Wonderful. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given, Ben Akers?
So I actually wrote a piece for a talk that I did last week, and I did the 10 things I wish I'd say to my younger self, right? So I've got 10 of them, but I'm not going to give you them all. But to me, number 8 on this was enjoy the wins, forget the losses. And that was something that I didn't do enough when I was younger. I used to sweat the losses so much, especially in sort of the pitches we didn't win or not getting that validation that I wanted. And then when the actual wins did come, and I was lucky enough to sort of have plenty of wins throughout my advertising career, and then plenty of wins in a richness in life since then. And I think that we don't do that enough. We just have to just hold our breath and sort of go, this is awesome. Just let it be awesome. Just sort of like soak it in, going like,
I even love that. Hold our breath. This is awesome. That's lovely.
Yeah, because I think that's where I was. I didn't enjoy the wins as much as I could have done. I got lucky, especially in advertising, I got lucky enough to win like a lot of awards. I don't think I ever took them for granted, but I had this conversation with Alex James when I go, what was the best gig he did? And he goes, Glastonbury the second time. And I said, why was it the second time the best one? And he goes, because I didn't realise how amazing it was the first time.
Oh, yes.
And so when I was there the second time, I actually was able to sort of soak it up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I felt. I felt like if I was going to talk to my younger self more, it was like live in the moment more, enjoy those moments. But also, if you lose, just let go. It's done now, right? So there's an amazing thing about elite sports. What actually separates, apart from ability, but what actually separates the mindset of elite sportsmen is their ability to forget.
Yes.
So back to Kai Havertz and sort of missing an opener against City at the weekend. He still scored an amazing, he's still got the fourth goal. So it's like, it's the ability to forget and not sweat the losses is really, really something that I would say to my younger self.
Lovely. I love the fact you've interpreted what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given as being notes to your younger self, which is perfectly brilliant. That's where we're going. So thank you for that. And you've given us number 8 and you've teased us with there are actually in your talk up to 10, 9 more. Do the math. Brilliant. Now we're going to ramp up in a moment to Shakespeare to talk about legacy. But just before we get there, this is the, they don't like it up by Mr. Manning, the pass the golden baton moment, please. Now you've experienced this from within, Ben, who would you most like to, don't like it up by Mr. Manning, pass the golden baton along to in order to keep the golden thread of the storytelling going?
So I've been lucky enough to work with and be associated with lots of amazing people. And one of those amazing people is a man called Merlin Nation, who is an animator, artist, creative person. And he's just, the reason why I wanted him to take this on is because he's playing his own thing about moving his art forward. He's an amazingly generous and talented person. And also every single time he did all the opening things for my films. He does animations for me. And he's just genuinely beautiful man and a genuinely amazing person. So he is the person I would love to pass this golden baton on to, Merlin Nation.
A privilege. And what a great name, Merlin Nation.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And now, inspired by Shakespeare and all the world's stages and all the men and women merely players, we're going to talk about legacy now, borrow from the Jaques, which is quite a sort of melancholic speech, but it's about legacy now and how when all is said and done, Ben Akers, you would most like to be remembered.
So, okay, I love the whistles or the outness of that. To me, it is Talk Club. I mean, obviously, I want to be remembered for being a good father and a good sort of like a good husband and a good person. But I think that what we've created, not just me, the other 5 founders and all the men and the people inside the community and the people we've got working for us here. But if I was plucked from this earth tomorrow, and what would I want to leave behind? It is Talk Club. I'm really, really proud of what we've created and the people that we've helped and the people we will continue to help. So, yeah, I think that's what my legacy is and what maybe I was put on this earth for.
I was thinking you've prepared your entire life for this moment, partly because of the Steve Genesis point, everything in it. So, yes, that legacy is yours to claim. That's beautiful. Mm. And now we're going to do a lovely section called Show Us Your QR Code. So where can we find out all about you on the old interweb? I'm going to show you a QR code. This is the really important one to go to Talk Club Central, which is the... So tell us what the URL is and the domain is for those that can't scan the QR code.
Yeah, so talkclub.org is sort of like our main site. Talk Club Charity is all our socials. And if you would like to chat to anyone here or set up a Talk Club or have any questions or want to donate or anything like that, email hello@talkclub.org.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Scan the QR code if you can at this point. And then this is how to follow Ben Akers on LinkedIn. Filmmaker, problem solver, co-CEO and founder, Mr. Ben Akers. There you are. So look for you on LinkedIn too. As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening To show, Ben Akers, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just want to thank you. I think that what you've created and the energy that you bring to these sessions, I've watched a few of them in my research for coming on. And I just want to thank you. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to be part of this thing that you're creating. So well done to you, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, I love the fact that you, will it make me better? Felt like a real compliment when you said, yes, it does, by being here. And I suppose we owe it to each other to ask what our exit. So over to you to curate the exit part of how are you out of 10?
Well, I have to be a 9. I'm still a tiny bit tired, so I can't be a 9.5, but I'll go on and I'll go a 9.5. I'll exit at a 9.5, and as soon as I walk out the door, I can drop down there. But at this moment, I'm a good 9.5. So thank you. And what are you now?
I'm a 9.5 too. I've absolutely loved the energy transmission and reciprocity that's happened in this. And should we just say one other thing about Clearhead and the importance of it? Behind you on your backdrop is all the iconography of, I love the bloke font, but also just talk us through Clearhead and everything it brings.
Yeah, so Clearhead, I'm going to go like that so you can just see the top of my head now. But so Clearhead, as I say, we created it 2020, end of 2020, and it's an alcohol-free beer. 5% of total sales go to the community. I've been able to employ someone just off Clearhead, our community manager. So it makes a major, major difference. The whole idea of it was changing the way that you interact with a charity, because we will quite happily, like, we'd love you to run up mountains for us. We'd quite happily for you to give us your fivers, but also creating sustainable relationships with people, because when these cases of Clearhead go out, we've actually just put a card in there. Because they're going out to, so for example, they're going out to pubs all over the country. And we sort of said, like, if you'd like to set up a club here, now there's been 5 clubs just been set up from this little card that goes out with a case of Clearhead. So yeah. it's a vehicle of community, a vehicle for helping men talk and to look after themselves. Yes. So please buy. It's great. It's a lovely beer as well.
It is non-alcoholic and it's fantastic. It's a banger of a beer.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Wonderful. So yes, thank you so much for joining me here on the show, Ben Akers. As I say, my sincere hope is to help even more with the sort of global reach of what this show can bring because of the excitement. UK Health Radio's mindscape would be totally appropriate for everything we've been talking about as well. So amazing. Thank you so much for saying yes and for being here. And I'm glad it made you better to be here too.
Thank you.
So I've been Chris Grimes. Most importantly, that's been Ben Akers, founder of the Talk Club. If you'd like to have a conversation about being a guest too, the website for my show is thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. There are 7 different series strands as to how you can get involved, but this has been a Best of Bristol Voices one, where it's been my great... Did I hear a psst there? Are you about to have tuck into a can of clear?
No, it was just my watch. I just put my watch on. I wish I had, though. Great.
That would have been a great outro. Oh, blimey, he's necking a can of Clearhead. Fantastic. And then finally, slightly dull one, if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn too, boomtastic, there's the QR code for connecting with me on LinkedIn. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Chris Grimes. This has been Ben Akers. Anything else you'd like to say, Ben?
No, just thank you. And how are you out of 10?
9.5 and growing. Thank you very much indeed. And good night.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at thegoodlisteningtoshow.com website. If you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, please do so. And if you'd like to have some coaching with me, care of my Personal Impact Game Changer program, then you can contact me and also about the show at chris@secondcurve.uk. On X and Instagram, it's @thatchrisgrimes. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.